It is a big game in Sunrise. Hurricanes, Panthers. Shane Willis, Bally Sports, joining us just because it feels like a big game. Does it feel like a big game to you, Shane Willis?
Well, it is a huge game, and the guys are ready. They just got off the ice for a morning skate, and you can feel the atmosphere on the locker room. The guys are loose, but they know what's on the line tonight, and you know, the head coach is going to have them ready to go at puck drop, and I think that was one of the keys from the last game at home. He was extremely happy with the way his team started. They started on time, and they controlled things right from the start.
Yeah, they did. They got off to a great, unlike what happened in Ottawa the night before, where it was a sleepy start. I loved their start. I didn't think Detroit seemed all that interested, but I also thought that the end of the period was also important because Antti Raanta had to save them, because I didn't think they closed the first period as a team all that great, but Antti was great.
Yeah, a couple, you know, those minor mistakes you talk about that allowed Detroit to get some offensive zone time, but I agree with you. Key saves at key times, and we heard that from the head coach after the game, and that's what you need from your goaltender. You don't need him to, you know, do anything spectacular, but in certain moments you get those key saves. I thought the breakaway save late in the game was another awesome save by Antti Raanta to kind of solidify him getting the first star, because it wasn't all about the quantity, if you will, but he made the quality saves that he needed to at those right times for the team to get 2 full points and to come into this final game. And I talked about it after the game. If you said at the start of the year you had to play one game to win the Metro Division, you'd take that, and the Carolina Hurricanes have that opportunity tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be Freddie Anderson tonight, I believe. And what's your take on where Freddie is right now?
Yeah, Freddie took the starter's crease for morning skate as we watched. A big game for Freddie. I think it's one of those moments that he is looking forward to thrive in. The one game, as you talked about, you know, Freddie Anderson, we look back at it, the focus and the way he played in the Ranger game in Madison Square Garden. That's what I'm looking for from a guy like Freddie Anderson, was making those very key saves, his compete level, but having that calm nature, not only at the top of his crease, playing and using his size. When he gets back in his net, that's where you see him, you know, some of those goals getting in. But I think he wants to see pucks early in this one. I always laugh because I think that's the one hard part for a goaltender who plays for the Carolina Hurricanes. If they're on their game, they're not giving up shots. So it may take a while for you to kind of settle in, but utilizing his size, being on the top of the crease and playing as he did a few weeks ago when he was in Madison Square Garden, and the Hurricanes will find success.
Yeah, that was funny. Shane Willis is joining us. We went through a period where Rod was rotating Freddie. This is before Raanta had come back from his injury. They were rotating Kochetkov and Anderson, and Rod was talking about, well, we're just trying to keep both guys fresh. And then he ran Freddie out there 3 times in a row, said, well, we're just trying to get this guy into a groove. And then he started going back and forth between Freddie and Raanta. Raanta has played really well. I didn't even dislike him against the Sabres when he gave up 4. I think Raanta has been, even though he's only had 3 starts since coming back from the injury, he's probably been their most consistent goaltender.
Yeah, and I think the team's played very well in front of him, and he's made those key saves. You look at the point streak that he had going before that Buffalo game, and there's a reason for it. He's played well all year long, you know, dealt with a few bumps and bruises along the way, but I've loved how he's come back from this last injury. I think he's looked fresh. He's looked excited to be in the net, and he's had that energy to provide to his team to make those saves at the right time to get 2 full points. I think, you know, when you look at it, that's, as a head coach, I think that's what you want when you're going into the playoffs, is that tough decision. You want the competition not only from players but from your goaltenders as well, and he has great choices right now whichever way he goes.
All right, final thing for Shane Willis, and this is just to kind of – I feel like it's a big game tonight. I don't care if they play the – if they lose tonight, they play the Rangers, but whatever. You're going to have to play the Rangers at some point anyway if you want to get to where you want to go. So I am not concerned with that at all. But I am concerned with, I think Seth Jarvis has played very well of late. He just has the one goal. I don't know how he didn't get 2 against, I really don't understand how he didn't get 2 the other night. What's your read on how 24 is playing?
I agree with you. I've really liked his effort and the way he's played, gritty, grinding. I do love the fact that when Rod moved him down to kind of alleviate some of that pressure, when he was, struggling offensively, if you will. I thought that re-energized Seth Jarvis. I thought he's really found his game. He's back on the top line now with Teravainen and Aho. And you're going to need this line. You're going to need them to connect. They're going to have that chemistry. And Seth Jarvis is the guy that the Hurricanes will need to score. I agree with you. He's been playing very, very well. And this is another big moment for a guy like Seth Jarvis. He's the guy, when you talk about depth scoring, that the Canes get that. They'll continue to find success. And you'll need a guy like Seth Jarvis, you know, when you not only get to the playoffs and you play your first-round matchup, whoever it is after tonight's game. But as you mentioned, if you face the Rangers, you're going to need goal scoring from Seth Jarvis, and he's tracking in the right direction, as you said right now.
Yeah, I really have liked his game. I like your game too, Shane Willis. We'll be watching tonight on Bally's.
I appreciate it. I'll keep an eye on the beer content here in Florida to see when they shut things down, to see if it compares to the baseball as you're talking about.
I'm not sure they ever shut it down in Florida. Thank you very much, Shane Willis. Appreciate it, man. Shane Willis, Bally Sports. It feels like a big game to me. Does it feel like a big
it
game
does,
to you?
Yeah. Good. It does.
It should feel like a big game to everyone.